Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of March, recording at 8:11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights here on another exciting day. We had a mixed performance in the Asian stock markets. Europe, however, was weak. And the U.S. was even weaker, closing down around 2% across the three main indices. And I'm referring to the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ Composite Index. Now, in government bonds, these were firm, not surprisingly. At least the European and U.S. bonds were firm following the weakness in stock markets, taking their cue from stock markets, of course. In currencies, the US dollar weakened, particularly against the yen, stronger yen in here today. You're probably saying this is deja vu all over again. Where have I last seen this? And oil, which had been up for most of the day, now trading down 84 cents at 58.07. So we had a range from 59.95 to 57.75 on oil. That's pretty volatile. And as they say, 58.07 at the moment, so that's down. Precious metals were hit here by a bit of contagion selling. Silver down 24.5 at 1284 on the May contract. Platinum saw the least of it, down 2.7 though, having been shown some reasonable gains earlier in the day. Gold bullion at 643.10, that's down 7.40 on the day. The same thing happened in the grains and beans, so we get this contagion selling generally. Okay, where are we and what is going on here and what are we likely to see? Well, first, judging from Wall Street's downward dynamics, it's abundantly clear that the stock market rally has run into some stiff resistance here today. So the best bet is that we will see some of these lows taken out this week. And that, of course, would reaffirm the short-term downward trends, particularly if it lasts for more than a day or two. Now, I see this really as just more of that mean reversion in terms of the 200-day moving averages that I've talked about on so many instances. And depending on which stock market index you're looking at, some are really quite close to that level. The S&P, which I posted today, is not all that far off. And I updated the chart about 40 minutes before the close, so it doesn't show all the decline that we saw today. The FTSE index is back close to that level. But what normally happens, as the 200-day moving averages will indicate, that if this is no more than a mean reversion to the 200-day moving average, and that is what I expect, but we would get a little bit of overshoot, as it usually sees. In other words, it'll go below those 200-day moving averages, bounce around there, and I suspect that we will get a decent rally off those levels. I do not expect a decent level, I beg your pardon, I do not expect a decent rally until we have seen those 200-day moving averages checked, tested rather, probably broken in a little bit of an overshoot with the markets bouncing around near those levels. Then I think we could see a sustainable rally. Now, it might be best to wait for an all-clear signal in here. Certainly, that would be the more cautious stance to take generally. But if you share my view that this is no more than a bigger reaction or, at worst, a medium-term correction, for global stock markets, then it is a buying opportunity. Not today, not just yet, but not all that far away in all likelihood. Now, of course, sentiment, people will say, well, what about the subprime mortgages? And there has been just an orgy of chatter about that recently, and some people have said, look, this is no big deal, that they're only 10% of the mortgage lending. I beg your pardon, they're only 4% of the mortgage lending. I'll repeat that. The subprime are only 4% of the mortgage lending, and that only 10% of those are non-payable at the moment. But then the bears, of course, are saying, wait a minute, that means nothing. It's all going to spread into the prime mortgage lending, and corporate profits are going to get nailed because the economy's slowing down, and this is economics 101. Well, people are going to get emotional about this, as is usually the case. My feeling, and I posted a Anatole Kaletsky article that a subscriber had sent today, which is quite good. It's quite interesting, and he basically makes the point that economic weakness is not that great a concern overall, in terms of certainly in terms of being a bear market trigger, unless that economic weakness has been created by a major central bank clampdown on inflation. And that is not the case at the moment. It's something that I've pointed out. I mean, we have had some inflationary pressures. We certainly got a bit of a clampdown on inflation last May and June. Some could argue that, well, the Chinese and Indian central banks are squeezing a bit. Well, it's pretty mild in terms of the extent of other squeezes that we've seen in the past. So what I'm really trying to say here, and have written about this, and Kaletsky's made the same point, and that is that economic overheating and a clearly rising inflationary problem is far more dangerous for stock markets than this subprime housing price problem that we see in the USA. Although obviously the US remains the weak spot in the global economy, and I've mentioned that all along, that the US was sadly higher risk than it has been in the past. But remember, we still have a global economy synchronized in a period of economic expansion. Well, how to play it, I think cautiously is what I would suggest. All corrections are ultimately buying opportunities, but there's no need to really rush in here today. And the other side is, should we panic? Well, I think it's a little bit too late for that, really. And as the adage goes, and one that I have often mentioned, if you're going to panic, panic early. The day to panic was on the 27th of February. If you look at that chart of the S&P, that chart of FTSE, some of the European indices, we have gone a long way, or we are a lot closer, as to say, to those 200-day moving averages. So I personally will not be selling anything in my investment portfolio. I did have a think today about whether I wanted to reopen my DAX short and whether I wanted to chop a little bit of my exposure, and I didn't. And then markets made that, remove that decision from the table as far as I was concerned, because the DAX futures started to move down quite rapidly, and I thought, well, if it was worth doing, it was worth doing earlier in the day, and not so much on that additional weakness. And with precious metals, well, my gold and silver positions are already a bit bombed out, particularly the silver. So, I'll deal with the volatility in here. I'm not so I haven't chopped anything out in here today. But it was noticeable that everything was hit by that contagion selling, And that also led to the stronger yen. It all goes together, doesn't it? We've certainly seen that before. Okay, industrial metals. We're down a little bit in here today, but not that much overall. Although nickel had hit another new high and then reversed about $1,100 off that high, but still very firm up here at 43,600. So we'd have to expect, or I expect, some knock-on selling to hit Asia here. But again, I just want to repeat, my best guess is that we will not see an accelerated decline from here, that we will see some turbulence tomorrow, and that, again, this is no more than this reversion process to the mean in terms of those 200-day moving averages, best seen on the weekly charts, that I have been talking about now for a number of weeks, and perhaps at least a couple of months. And I think that's pretty much it. So, roll on tomorrow for no doubt a little bit more drama. All the best.